Brian Hayes, there was a very good debate now, I think, in the European Parliament following the rejection of Theresa May's Brexit agreement in the House of Commons last night. A lot of MEPs made some interesting comments, including Michel Barnier and Frans Timmermans. What's your own view about what happened in London last night?
Well, clearly the withdrawal agreement between the EU and the UK is now a dead duck. I think the scale of the loss for the Prime Minister is way above and beyond the expected loss. Everyone knew it was going to go down, but not by the scale of over 200 votes. It's really an issue for the UK to decide what way forward. It seems to me that there's two options at this stage, and both options require the support of the British Labour Party. Option one would be to radically alter the withdrawal agreement to include the UK within a customs union, a bit like the Norway option, which would be a significantly more soft Brexit than even the soft Brexit that was there within the withdrawal agreement. And of course, a diminution of the Prime Minister's red line. Or then the other option is another referendum. Both of those options, in my view, require more time. I don't believe this now can be resolved by the end of March. I think it's very clear that even were you to have a radically different withdrawal agreement, you need more time. Now, there is an opportunity for a technical extension up until the end of June or the first week of July, when the continued old Parliament of the European Union meets before it can come to an agreement on this issue. But even an extra 2 or 3 months, is it enough? I think we're now in the phase of looking for more time, and either to look at the question of a referendum again, or I still think it's more likely that there will be a withdrawal agreement, but it'll be radically altered from that. But even in the context of the UK remaining in a customs union, a Norway-type deal, there will have to be a backstop. Because the backstop, it doesn't solve the problems automatically for Northern Ireland. Were UK and the EU to be in a customs union, which it was not proposed in the existing withdrawal agreement. So we've a lot of work to do. But I don't see a way around this problem before March unless they crash out without a deal.
Let's look at a radically altered agreement, which you're talking about. What are the radical alterations that you envisage could be made to that agreement to make it acceptable to the British MPs?
Well, if the British were to join a customs union, an EEA, effectively a Norway-style deal, it means it radically curtails their future trade policy. They still contribute massively to the EU budget. They follow exactly the rules, the alignment and the regulations of the European Union. And they will ask themselves a question, why the hell are we leaving this thing if we're going down this particular road? Norway is Norway. The UK is the UK. It sounds a stupidly obvious statement, but it's the fact. Norway is a country of 5 or 6 million. The UK is a country of 60 plus million. So it's a different third country relationship. But it seems to me that she cannot do anything now unless it has the backing and the support of the British Labour Party. They have all the aces in terms of what they want. And until they can come to an agreement, and I think they will lose in this confidence motion tonight, she needs to sit down, the Prime Minister needs to sit down with the British Labour Party to find out what they're going to go for. Is it going to be a referendum? Or is it going to be a radically altered withdrawal agreement, a softer Brexit? Both of those are a complete sellout on her part from her existing red lines, because Britain won't leave on the 29th of March for that to happen. And if they can't come to an agreement, we then face a hard Brexit with all of the manifest systemic problems that could be for our collective economy. So it's going to be, I think Europe right now is standing back. It's waiting to hear from the British. I know on Monday she'll come to the House of Commons to make a statement because of the loss of the vote. She has to now do that. She has a period of time once she gets through this motion of confidence to sit down with other party leaders, and we wait and see what happens.
What makes you think that the Labour Party and Jeremy Corbyn would agree to another referendum and that they fully support another referendum to, in this case, remain within the EU?
Nothing. From what I've seen about Mr. Corbyn, who seems to me to be more of a Brexiteer than a Remainer, would lead me to come to that conclusion. But I know his parliamentary party are 80% Remain. Many of them want another referendum. And the question is, how can he navigate what they want as against what he wants in some form of compromise? None of this is easy. We've been negotiating with the British government a deal which we support, which has just been rejected by more than a two-thirds majority in the House of Commons. So they're in a position now that they've got to work out what they want. The prospects of a no-deal scenario are also heightened as a consequence of last night's vote. And I think when we face the precipice, when we face the reality of that would mean for our collective economy, that will mean politicians will have to get into overdrive and trying to work out what they want.